This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of you have asked about that picture I posted today. That was a picture of lightning that I took last night. I'm in, not in Kentucky. I'm in southern Nevada. And we had a huge, huge storm. Nothing as bad as what happened in Kentucky, which we're going to talk about in a second here. But it was a pretty, pretty big lightning storm. I think gusts of wind's about 71 miles an hour. It looked like we got dumped buckets and buckets of rain. But I think they only think it was like 0.3... What are they telling us? 0.32 inches of rain were recorded. But some parts of Las Vegas got about an inch of rainfall. And if you look at pictures, just flooding. In fact, casinos got flooded. But I want to first, though, give attention to a much more deadly storm, which has happened in Kentucky. Sadly, I believe at least 16 people have died. And the governor has warned that the toll could be a lot higher. Search and rescue teams backed by the National Guard searched in Kentucky Friday for people missing in record floods that wiped out entire communities in some of the poorest places in America, being reported by CBS News. Kentucky's governor said 16 people have died, a toll expected to grow as the rain keeps falling. Jerry Stacy, an emergency management director in Kentucky's hard-hit Perry County, said, "We've still got a lot of searching to do. We still have missing people." Powerful floodwaters that swallow towns that hug creeks, streams of the Appalachian Valleys, hollows, swamping homes and businesses, leaving vehicles in useless piles, crunching runway equipment and debris against bridges. Mudslides marooned people on steep slopes, and at least 33,000 customers were without power. So Governor Andy Beshear told the Associated Press that children were among the victims, and the death toll could be more than double as rescue teams are searching the disaster area. So, the deaths were in four eastern Kentucky counties. We're going to get another update a little bit later. Floodwaters had rushed in so quickly that many people didn't have time to get out. And they just had a flood. So, emergency crews made close to 50 air rescues, hundreds of water rescues on Thursday. More people still needed help as of today. And it's an ongoing disaster. 290 people have sought shelter. National Guard soldiers have been now deployed. There's an online portal for donations. You could also go to the Red Cross. And there are, Biden has also declared it a federal disaster, a national disaster. In Vegas, you don't usually see flash floods in Nevada. And man, it hit. You had not only chaotic weather in Kentucky, but Missouri, but huge intense downpours in Nevada. St. Louis also got drenched as well. We've been undergoing all these heat waves, but we call this, you know, the monsoon season. But we're seeing water come in through the walls and the roofs of casinos, soaking carpet. I mean, Vegas is not the most prepared in terms of our buildings and water. You know, when it rains and any water sits, which is a rarity because there's very little rain in Vegas and it's always so hot, but leaks happen. So I haven't checked my house yet, but sadly, people say you don't get mold in, you know, those climates. You actually can, because if it does rarely rain, and when it does, you don't just necessarily get drizzle here, drizzle there, and then it dries up. You either get a whole bunch or nothing. And so Nevada, they say, by the way, Las Vegas is not Nevada's capital, Carson City. But this article says it's Nevada's capital city, not right. Heavy rain pummeled the city. Caesar's Palace got flooded. Cars were near the Strat, which is the north part of the strip. You saw buildings Having fire alarms. Some vehicles were fully submerged. It was pretty dangerous. And if you look at the pictures, it just isn't something you see. I was at my my son's girlfriend's mother's birthday party at her house. So I was there when all of a sudden you heard the lightning and the thunder and all that. And it was we knew there was going to be some more catastrophic rain, especially since we just had rain. And we decided, because I wanted to prep for my show, to just quickly drive to where we live and be up on the mountains so we could get some of the lightning. And so I videotaped. I have an iPhone 13. One of you asked what was the camera I used. I'll be honest. It was my iPhone. So I didn't want to get struck by lightning, so I tried to film in the car, and it wasn't the same. So then we got to an area that I thought we'd still pretty much be okay, and then I just videotaped, and the sky was just lighting up and lighting up, and it was kind of a purplish white clouds. And so then I took all my footage. When I went home, in about 5 minutes, I go, well, this was really flashy, and when you look, it had the... it was a split in four, the way the lightning was. I don't exactly know what type that is. Some people call it ribbon. I don't know if it's ribbon because it's a cross of lightning. I don't know if it's called anvil lightning, anvil to ground lightning, but it's just a four-way cross. It's incredible. There's a lot of different types of lightning. You have the cloud to ground lightning negative, where they say a lightning discharge between cloud and ground where the negative end of an in-cloud bidirectional leader descends to the ground in a downward-moving, negatively charged ladder. And then you have the cloud-to-ground lightning positive, where the positive end of an in-cloud bidirectional leader descends to the ground. I couldn't tell the difference. Lightning just happened so fast. You have ground-to-cloud lightning, which is upward moving, where it looks like rather than one source that disperses down, it looks like it hits and then it comes up. I learned all these in school and I forgot it all. One day, you know what? I'll break it down for you guys because it really is complex, but it's fascinating how the electricity looks and what makes, you know, the electricity go sideways. Like the anvil crawlers are horizontal, tree-like, and they just zoom across in a horizontal fashion. The bolt from the blue looks a lot like what I had, where it was kind of a cross, where you had it come from the sky, it went to the sides, and then it went to the ground. But anyway, I put it on my Twitter and my Facebook. But lightning's dangerous. Definitely don't go out there and storm chase and try to get pictures. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lot of controversy has been going on in Florida with Governor Ron DeSantis and the R House Restaurant and Lounge, which we spoke about yesterday, where the R House has... a stage for shows, exhibits, and I guess on some days, including brunch, they have drag extravaganza. Now, I told you in my neck of the woods we have drag shows, which are really extremely talented. The singers are amazing. They are impersonators, and they'll impersonate, you know, Dolly Parton or Cher or Adele or whatever, and Christina Aguilera. But this business is under a little bit of fire because... some of the dress that the drags were wearing was very provocative, either bikinis or underwear. I think there was tipping in panties. I'm not sure. And I guess there was a child that was being danced around. And so Governor DeSantis said that, you know, they're going to be looking at this restaurant if it's violating any codes. The Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation threatened to revoke their liquor license. you know, if there were, you know, issues that where kids were, you know, around the liquor or around adult content that they shouldn't be. And so some people are saying, well, look, this is on the parents. The parents should, you know, the parents shouldn't be taking them there. Like if I'm letting my kids see Deadpool or Ted, you know, and it's an R-rated movie, you know, that's me. That's what I'm doing as a parent. But then on the flip side, for a brunch, you know, we're starting to see a lot of audiences that might feel forced to, you know, be a part of something that they may not want to. And some of you have reached out, have some comments. Let's go to the phone lines now and hear from you. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, Dr. Dali. I enjoy listening to your opinions and medical perspective. One of the reasons I'm calling is that in Ohio, where we live, and up in a suburban Cleveland, west side, pretty conservative, small community, the local library had decided that they needed to promote drag queen story hour for toddlers. And it was really strongly promoted by the library management. The community pushed back and protested, and there was a lot of ugliness around that. Ultimately, it was carried out during COVID, and so the person that did it in the library did not have a live audience. But they made a big to-do about the response that the community had, saying that they were intolerant and, you know, very overreacting to a logical reaction. This library happens to be the most highly funded library in the state of Ohio in terms of its tax revenues. And so we're not happy with the priorities and the foundational values that they're promoting. So they're pretty insulated from any community response or reaction or opposition.
So, yeah, I wish I could talk to you more in person about that, because it is interesting. Yeah, there's been some of you have even asked Drag Queen Story Hour, where did that come from? It's actually been around for a few years, and it's gaining a lot of popularity. But I do find it unique in that there's it's something that is in a way it almost... What's the word that I want to use? Where it almost kind of contradicts itself. If you have story time, the purpose of story time is for children to learn about the story and to talk about the story. The focus is that. When I would read to young children, and I get invited to schools and do story hour, I might make some facial expressions. But I don't give commentary on the book. I don't have them look at me. I read and I have that book open. So all eyes are on the book. The book is the focus. Not on Dr. Dahlia being there. Not on, you know, it's not about me. It's about the book. And when you do read to a child, you want them to be entrenched in the book. So when there is a celebrity, let's say, if Brad Pitt came to do story hour, yeah, everybody would think it was cool, but everybody would be looking at Brad Pitt. Or, you know, Johnny Depp, you know, America's favorite pirate. Not Amber Heard's, but America's favorite pirate. So when you have drag queens, and some of them are beautiful, some of them are, as I said, very, very talented, it almost is a little... hypocritical in that you don't want focus on you. You want focus on the story. The whole purpose is the story. Now, maybe after the story, they could talk to you. But when me as Dr. Dahlia goes to a school, if it's about me and what I've done and how I went to radio and how I went to medicine, talking about me, then I'm not going to hold up a prop, let's say. I'm like, well, then talk to me. I'm the prop. I'm the one that you're talking to. But if I'm reading a story to kids, I need them to focus on the book. And so even though a lot of, you know, children might find it entertaining and all that, if the concept is we want children to be exposed to drag queens, well, then you do like a, you know, all right, let's talk about it. Let's talk about what I do. Let's talk about who I am. I would have a lot of questions as a child, and I'd be fascinated by it. You know, and I'd be like, you know, so what do you decide to wear? How do you do it? You know, what, you know, is it as a kid, it'd probably be, you know, how do you shave? I'd be asking all the, you know, young kid questions. You can't do that during story hour because you have to sit there and listen to the story. So if we are doing a introduction to drag queens in an educational setting, or introduction to, I don't know, heterosexuals, or introduction to transvestites, or introduction to, you know, there's a different educational forum for it. But I know a lot of people tout the drag queen story hours as it's a fantastic way for kids to learn, and it's, but I see some of the attention gets taken off the book. So then separate the two. The other thing also that is, I think, very troubling to a lot of people is why do young kids at that age, that young age, need to be already addressing and discussing these very adult concepts? You know, we don't have, okay, you know, heterosexual day, heterosexual, you know, somebody who prefers, menage a trois. We don't have, I like to wear my husband's boxers. I love to wear men's clothes because they're more comfortable. Does that mean I'm a transvestite? Does that mean I have to announce it to the kids? You know, sometimes if I can't find any underwear, I'll grab a pair of my husband's clean boxers. So I'll be wearing men's underwear underneath my jeans. Do I have to explain that to young kids? So how we want to be, you know, how we want to, be perceived, you know, doesn't necessarily have to be the topic or the focus. And, you know, because some people are like, you know, why is there controversy? You know, so what? We have men, women, we have cis, trans, drag queens. What's the big deal? Well, the big deal is there's a change where it went from, you know, we're all in society and, you know, when kids have questions, they could ask their parents and, you know, they can meet people, to now where it almost seems like there's a forced audience. And some parents are like, I'm not ready to have conversations about heterosexuality, homosexuality, transgender issues. I'm not ready for that. My child's six. And I guess the argument is they want to normalize a lot of, you know, who people are. Now, some women might not have long curly hair. They might want short hair. Some women might not want their breasts. Some men might not want their penis. But again, still, does a six-year-old need to know that and be constantly hit with that? So I am for education being given, but in an educational setting when they're old enough and age-appropriate. Like middle school. 1-877-DOT-DOT.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A key inflation figure is seeing its biggest monthly gain since January 1982. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, which looks at the cost of goods and services, jumped 6.8% in June from a year ago. The index only rose 1% from May. Americans are growing increasingly concerned about rising crime, particularly in major cities run by Democrats like New York City and Chicago. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, lays out Republicans' plan to address crime if they're in the majority after the 2022 midterm elections.
This defunding of police, we told them it was wrong then and it's wrong now. We're going to give bonuses to make sure individuals and officers can join the forces. We're going to make sure prosecutors uphold the law.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, told you guys 2022 was not going to be without its drama. I never want 2020 to go through that again. 2021 was not fun. But I just knew 2022, things would just take some weird turn. Sadly, we saw this with Putin invading Ukraine. We saw this with our own economic woes getting even worse than you know, the previous years. Waves of COVID coming. So some of us who didn't get COVID the last couple of years, we got it now, and it sucked. Right? As I ever said, some say, oh, it was nothing, but it sucked, even for those of us vaccinated. And now we're in a recession. So I was a little shocked when we heard that this tax and spending bill is moving forward. It's called, I guess, the Inflation Reduction Act. But it worries me because if fiscal irresponsibility put us here, why would we double down and do more? So Senator Manchin, Joe Manchin, I guess made a deal with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer hours before the Department of Commerce announced that the economy shrank for a second quarter in a row, which is a definition of recession. Inflation hitting 9.1%. And the average worker, their inflation-adjusted wages have dropped $3,400 since, you know, 2021. We know President Biden told employers to pay workers more. But when you pay workers more, your labor costs, it's not only just paying your employee, but now the cost of the taxes go up. And then other things are based on employee wages and the prices go up, insurance, all that. So as prices went up and overhead went up, then prices of goods, consumer goods and services went up. So there's no shock there that prices would go up when you have to pay your staff more. And then on top of that, we had money printing for years to give people money to keep them locked down and not at home. Or, you don't want to get the vaccine, then, all right, if you're on unemployment, we will still give you the extra unemployment benefits. And so people are like, yeah, I don't want the vaccine. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to deal with the crime. I'll stay home. So in order to pay for all that, we printed money. Inflation happens. Now, this is according to heritage.org, when too much money is chasing too few goods and services. The government's policies, they say, over the last 2 years have been a perfect recipe for the highest inflation in four decades. Trillions of dollars in government spending, financed by the Federal Reserve's printing presses, coupled with lockdowns, new regulations, war on energy, anti-work programs that drove down supply. So now we have the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan Act, which was a stimulus spending bill that also helped spike inflation. And now we have the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. Experts think it's going to add even more to the inflationary pain. So there's going to be billions of dollars of new government spending, and then there's going to be tax hikes. Well, with tax hikes and bigger businesses needing to pay more, then they got to do something. And if you can't pay an employee less, then you fire them. So they say under the Inflation Reduction Act, all new government spending is upfront. Deficit-reducing revenues are backloaded. They said the result would be higher short-term deficits and higher inflation. So in 2010, Manchin said, I don't think during a time of recession you mess with any of the taxes or increase taxes. John F. Kennedy said the same thing back in 1962, January of 1962. Or was it 1963? I think it was 1962. He said, look, they were dealing with the recession. And, like, you don't raise taxes. I mean, Democrats and Republicans used to agree on that. Higher taxes drive up consumer prices, depress wages, stifle needed investment. It's not the best thing to do. So this proposal includes a $78.9 billion slush fund for the IRS. IRS, and where's the accountability of the agents? I don't understand why we aren't simplifying the tax code. We're giving $80 billion because they want the IRS to make sure that those, who are supposed to pay taxes are paying taxes. Currently, from what we understand, half our country doesn't pay taxes. Now, if half our country does not pay taxes, or people are coming into the country and they're not paying federal taxes. They might be paying gas tax or some state tax when they, buy something. But then the money's not coming in. So we're spending for all these, for college, we're spending, for healthcare, we're spending for all of this for people that many of them aren't paying taxes. But something tells me the IRS is not going to be making sure all of us pay our taxes. It's going to be more about, look, we want to make sure the rich are paying, quote, their fair share. They say the Inflation Reduction Act also advances the Green New Deal agenda. It spends $369 billion to decarbonize all sectors of the economy. Anti-fossil fuel policies are already driving some of the costs. And I understand a lot of the public officials are saying, look, you know what? It's going to hurt like a bandage being ripped off, but later we'll all be green. We'll all be on electric cars. I want to find out, how are you guys loving your electric cars? I don't have one because I can't afford one yet. It's just too expensive. And whenever I ask somebody how their electric car is, and mind you, I love the environment. I worked for the EPA. I don't want there to be, loss of any of our beautiful natural resources. But interestingly, you know, I just get a funny spidey sense that my spidey sense tells me you don't want everybody all on an electric grid. It just makes me nervous. You want to go out into the forest, want to go camping, hiking, go for a drive. Your gas gets you so far, but if there's a power outage or a storm like we're dealing with now, fires, wildfires, if you have gas in your car, you can still go. You could even store some extra gas, fill up some extra tanks. But if all of us are dependent on the power, then all it takes is one of our enemies, domestic, foreign, to just mess with that, hack into it. And we saw what happened when the power grid went out in Texas. A lot of us, when we have blackouts, it's bad. Our food starts to spoil. If we can't drive anywhere, I mean, we're sitting ducks. So I like the idea of hybrids, or I like the idea of, all right, everybody has a gas car and electric car. You know, we take turns using the electric grid. I just don't think our electric grid is going to handle hundreds of millions of people, you know, trying to charge up their car. I think power grids are still very, very vulnerable. These cars have been designed since last century to be able to run independently, right, on fuel. Now we are going to be dependent not only on the power grid, but, you know, a battery that, from what I understand, is very expensive. So if your car lose that battery, that costs at least $10,000 to repair, to fix. Well, at that point, and my guess is I don't think warranties are going to cover it. I don't know much about that. But if people start having battery issues, my guess is that's going to be on you, because I don't see how insurance is going to be really, really expensive. It just seems to me like, you know, hedge, have at least some diversity in our transportation. But with power grids and with storms, you're going to be stuck. And people stuck and trapped at home is not a healthy thing. I need to know that an ambulance can take me to a hospital if I need to. Sorry, the power's out. We can't take you. 1-877-DOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now, because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, sorry, I'm casual today. So I am not a fan of pollution. I don't like pollution. I don't think people should litter. I love the air we breathe, and I notice I have trouble breathing in very smoggy areas, especially if I'm sick with like a bronchitis. So I want my air clean. I feel good when I'm out in the forest or I'm hiking and I'm out in the nature. So, you know, I love our air. What I don't love is the politics behind climate change, global warming, and humans thinking that they have all this control. I think we should contribute to our healthy environment. But the fact that here we are with an inflation, and we're now going to be spending hundreds of billions of dollars, again, you know, on cleaner air, we might want to, you know, get our economy back, and we also might want to look at some of the science that's coming out. Now, I am anti-pollution. Do not interpret me as being pro-pollution. But scientists are saying, look, guys, do you realize that the cleaner air might be contributing to global warming? That all these changes we've been doing over the past decade or two might not be having an effect because it might be worsening it. Now, as a scientist, and when you go to medical school, you're a scientist, I am open to all theories. I know people are looking at this article from Science Magazine as misinformation. No, in science, you need scientists to alarm the community as to, look, we need to study this. We need to also study this. So some scientists are saying, look, the pollution might have deflected some of the heat. With cleaner air, the heat can come straight down. Now, I know we got ozone layers and ozone protects us, so I understand it's very complex, but I am not an environmental scientist. I've taken environmental science, I've studied it, but I don't call myself that. I call myself a physician because I'm an allopathic doctor. But the scientists do bring up some very interesting points that we need to study. It doesn't mean we need to, you know, change a Democratic platform or a Republican platform, but maybe we need to, before we go on these tangents of let's spend billions and billions and billions of dollars while we're still struggling with inflations and homelessness and kids that are starving, let's actually make sure that what we're doing isn't having some unintended consequences. I love the idea of guys stop littering. I love the idea of getting away from these paper masks and these aerosols and all the COVID stuff we were doing that was hurting the environment. I love the idea of being more environmentally smart, but I really love the idea of, well, let's listen to the scientists and see if there's other things we need to be studying or if we're possibly doing something that could cause another adverse effect. So apparently, this is being published in science.org. They said that using an array of satellite observation, researchers have found that the climatic influence of global air pollution has dropped since 2000 by 30%. Well done. Nice. But they say it's bad news for global warming. They say the cleaner air has effectively boosted the total warming from carbon dioxide emitted over the same time by anywhere from 15 to 50%. Johannes Quas, a climate scientist at Leipzig University and lead author of the study, said that air pollution, as it continues to be curbed, he says there's a lot more of this to come. James Hansen, a retired NASA climate scientist who first called attention to the Faustian bargain, the fossil fuel pollution in the 1990s, he said it's impressive scientific evidence, scientific detective work, because no satellite could directly measure global aerosols over this whole period. It's like deducing the properties of unobserved dark matter by looking at its gravitational effects. These NASA people talk space all the time. But aerosols like black carbon, soot, absorb heat. Reflective sulfate nitrate have cooling effects. They say for many years they formed from polluting gases escaping from car tailpipes, ship flues, power plant smokestacks. Technologies to scrub or eliminate this pollution have spread slowly from North America to Europe to the developing world. Not only, they said only in 2010 did air pollution in China begin to decline. But this new study, now published in Atmospheric Chemistry and Physics in April, said that they believe that we are going to see, as these aerosols decline, possibly a shift with global warming. So I'm no environmental scientist. I'm no environmental scientist. Where I have, like I said, I have an issue because here we are dealing with a lot of printed money, inflation that sadly is not going to go down anytime soon, and now we've just, you know, moved forward a bill that's going to be putting billions and billions of dollars into clean air. I'd like us to make sure we know what the hell we're doing. All right? This summer is hot. I don't want our summers getting hotter. I don't like climate change. Now, our climate has been changing since the dawn of time. I live near the Grand Canyon. That Grand Canyon did not start ever since hamburgers came out. And us eating a burger, or us driving our Model Ts, all right? The climate is shifting. You know, we have deserts in the south. We probably have more water and flooding in the east. There are going to be these shifts. But when we blame politicians or we blame politics or, you know, people with political affiliations on the climate getting warmer, and you have scientists saying, actually, we might be contributing it to it because we're trying to reduce pollution, then is the conversation going to later change? Because I think we all bipartisanly agree, let's fix pollution. We need cleaner air. I think we all agree. And all this time, we said climate change is bad. Climate change is bad. I wonder if the conversation is going to then later change to, oh, look how we're causing climate change. This is good. We're reducing pollution, and we're making things warmer. See, it's interesting. This whole time, we've been talking about how this is bad. The sharks are now coming to Long Island. We have more hurricanes. We have awful storms. We have awful snowstorms. Everything's changing. And if scientists later say, look, guys, bravo on lowering pollution, but now we're going to be warmer, that's going to be the drawback, right? That's going to be your curse for your gift, then the trade-off, I wonder if we're going to start hearing this shift of, all right, guys, it's going to be about cleaner air. It's not fighting climate change. It's cleaner air. And you know what? If I was a politician, Democrat or Republican, that might be a better way to go. Because when you say climate change and global warming, everybody's like, what? The science is mixed. This is all a hoax. Everybody, you know, and I'm like, actually, you know, the climate is changing. I've always disagreed with it's what I am doing personally when I go to McDonald's and order a burger. That's where I have a problem with. You know, and our whole country being dependent on an electrical grid for our cars is going to help that. I don't necessarily, you know, see how in the long run that doesn't also affect the community in another way too. I mean, look at what power already does. So if, you know, if we have power poles and fires that start, and then you have wildlife, you know, being killed from these, you know, fires, you know, caused by power companies, then obviously power can affect the environment too. So my prediction is we're going to slowly get away from saying climate change and global warming are Republicans' faults or whatever, and we're going to say we need to move towards cleaner air, but keep in mind, cleaner air could be warming the globe. 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.